fire, what you're saying?
Yes, fire key. Give thanks to life, you know, girl, you know, another reason, another vibration, you know?
Serious thing, we are here again, ball head and the dread. And my bridging is coming close to that date, right? The EP coming forward.
Yeah, November 26th, I'm say. So we are going gear up, you know, disrupting the status quo EP. That could be a joy, man. We want to tell the people them to look out for that fire.
Orange Street. And also, if you're interested in music that's already recorded, check out the link there in the description from the one, our Tarchi. Fire, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about an interesting topic where legality is not the same as being ethical. So being legal is not the same as being ethical, because I realize a lot of people have a major confusion when it comes to the law. Like, if the law says something is right, then things are automatically that's supposed to go into them whole code of ethics. And once it goes into them whole code of ethics, then that means, all right, I'm at peace with whatever the law says. But we need to construct and break down who created this law. Why are we following this law for our ethical practices when this does not benefit our ethical practices? And there's a whole heap of different examples where we can use and drag from. So it's going to be an interesting one.
And if I could kickstart the thing, right? I will say that this belief that laws are ethical or more, what we say moral with ethical in the same vein?
Yeah, we can combine them for the most part. We all just don't want nobody to get caught up in the word, in the words.
Yeah. I just want to make sure because, all right. So it really starts in youth, right? With schooling, because it's just like a child would look at a cop as like a moral being. All police. Now, we're not saying, you know, you have some good cops, you have some bad cops, but that image, because it's just indoctrination. And we are taught that people in positions of power do things for our benefit. They actually care about us. They live by a moral code. And the laws or the rules that we've been given has a sense of morality built into it, right? And they just do a good, great job, right? Because, you know, from your kid, you know, you don't think about anything. But unfortunately, right? You know, my wife brought up a great point the other day. She was speaking about how in our society, I think it's either, she said, the age of 18, the age of 21, you basically stop learning. And it's very dangerous because most don't even learn under that age. You know what I'm saying? They just there at the end of the day. And it's more indoctrination and giving certain ideas, not questioning, not analyzing it. But yes, from a young age, you're really taught that rules equal morality. And we're supposed to, even though people don't abide by the rules, they still see it as the height of moral code. And just looking at the laws of America and understanding the origin, that's why they don't teach law and ethics in school. Because if you did teach ethics and start to question morality, the origins of it and how it applies to your life, whether it's from a theological standpoint, economical, social, all that energy, plus law. You know, no one really teaches law like that to really dissect it and understand why laws came about. Because if you study the origins of 99.9% of laws that we have as a society, is really for economic benefit of a particular group and control. There's not necessarily any ethics in there. If a man trying to maintain and sustain the power that he has, you know, and he's trying to keep a certain group in the position that they are, if we really study laws. Because laws are very biased. They benefit a certain group of society and they really harm another group of society. So it's not no universal law to say, you know. Then if I don't mean to go on, but underneath that also is just like laws aren't used equally. Depending on your place in society is how the law affects you, right? So don't think because of law in place, you know, it's going to apply to you the same way it applies to me, especially if we're in a different economic and our skin tone is different, you know? So.
Yeah, it's a funny thing because if you're like, your meds who create the law directly, you know, it start become kind of absurd to you, you know, for you, because before these laws were implemented, what was the standard of practice that was carried out? You see what I say? And then if you think about it, like, for example, we think about law, And we don't want to do anything illegal, but we always have to break that status quo at some point, right? Because if we think about it now, chattel slavery was legal, seeing, and chattel slavery was legal by the same institution and the same form of leaders that we know today follow their particular laws. So imagine if we follow all of their laws today, but them did tell we say it was legal for us to, for one human being to own another human being, and we followed that practice. So if we, is it a case where we should follow some practices and not follow some other practices of these same people? So at this time, I feel like it make a lot of people get conflicted within the mind too, because a lot of people so conflicted that them don't even know what to do. And then you have a next side of it now where the law itself create and instill fear. So the fear with them create and instill now, it caused the people them for not think about their personal code of ethics. And when them throw their personal code of ethics now for benefit a general quote-unquote law, you know what that mean? That means that them automatically become slaves one way or the other towards this particular system, and basically them become slaves to particular institutions. And I guess, you know, it start to get kind of, you know, confused and start a whole heap of confusion. So I feel like a whole heap of thing where it's something where people need to really sit down and think about fire, because there's so much different examples where we can drop on. And then there I mentioned something critical a while ago. Law is not taught to any majority of individuals. And the one place that them teach law in depth is law school. And what is law school? What is the purpose of law school? The purpose of law school is, as well, the ISF, economic gains, because these are particular occupations that are farmed out of these schools to be carried out. And then when you think about the practice of a lawyer in that concept, you think about the what them call it now, the client to lawyer benefit. Some, you know, where basically the client have the right to tell the lawyer any single thing, you know, the client lawyer privilege. You see me, I say? So essentially, you know, you can be a criminal. Seen, you can be a criminal and you can do the worst atrocities known to man. You can tell your lawyer that, you know, by lying, this is by lying. You can tell your lawyer, say, okay, I did so and so. I did all of these crimes. I did all of these violent acts. But here where your lawyer said to you, say, all right, that's okay. We can still get you off of this case. Why can't they get you off a case when they directly know that you did something wrong? You know why? Because the law have different particular amendments. It have various particular bylaws with them, so to speak. It have various different portions that were broken out, and clause were broken out just to benefit you as that particular criminal. But as long as this person can articulate this in a particular way, you know, that means you are no longer a criminal, so to speak, by law. But we know, say, in the streets, when you are doing your act, even though you wasn't, you weren't charged as a criminal, we know, say, you're still a criminal. You see me, I say, your lawyer know that. But then the way you think you're a liar, I think both in a fit mind. By fit them mind now, you know where them used to get a ease or feel actually relief. Them use the fact, say, oh, legally, my client is not a criminal. So you see, this legal shadow now where overtake every single thing now. And that's a real problem, because I want to say, all right, from you not registered as a criminal by the law, you are no longer a criminal. Check the levels. Most gunmen we kill people, them never go to prison yet. Them never go to jail yet. So are these good people or are these bad people? By law, they are good people. But if you think about the code of ethics and moral, the standard of morals, these aren't people who are good at all. You see what I say? So them thing that people have to think about.
And I just want to give a PSA. If you don't have money for a good lawyer, I advise that you stay away from certain criminal activities, because it's not going to work out for you. There's different, it's just reality, right? It's different. It's different processes for different people. And anybody that has had trouble with the law in the past is a thing called that, what they call it, district attorney.
Yeah.
Good luck. That's all I can say. Good luck if you get a district attorney. But Fire, I want to just say, Peter Tosh. You know the thing where you say everybody talking about crime, who's a criminal, right? And I'm going to speak for myself personally now, right? Because I was very green to life because I was kind of, you know, at a warped view of life, figuring that, you know, not saying I felt more people were good than bad. I don't use good and bad, but I had more ethical behavior than others. And I was shocked to see people who were in positions of power and positions of authority who on the outside looked like ethical people. When you got to know them, it's like, man, this is crazy. You know, that really crushed me. And really, so many people have probably experienced that, especially if you're around like business owners, any type of public figure, especially coaches, pastors, any type of religious leader. You may have experienced that, where it's just like, man, the image that they put out to the public has nothing to do with how they really conduct themselves in private. But going back to the Peter Tosh, right? Everyone talks about crime, but who's really the criminal? And it's just what I think about, and I'll share it, right? When I study the origins of laws, I feel that the people in power want to keep all the crime to themselves. That's why, because remember, they're doing everything everybody else is doing fine. They just doing it on a higher level, right? And I just feel like they want the whole pie to themselves. So whatever the fraud is, the crime, or whatever mix-up that they're doing, right? They don't want any of the citizens to partake in it because they feel it would take away from their profits. That's just like a little theory I have. I've been around people who are lawyers, even a judge, who puts people away for the same exact thing that they do. I've seen it with my own eyes. Like, I've seen the hypocrisy with my own eyes. I've seen people who have put people away. Some real time too, fire. And some, I don't want to say illegal, but what do you want to say? Unjust, detained, like they really didn't do the crime, but because that's their livelihood. Put people away for the same exact thing they have done. I've seen people who are on public TV speak out against the same things that they do and have gotten people in legal trouble over. So I've experienced that firsthand, you know, and not to say every human being has a hypocrisy to them. I have a hypocrisy to myself, not on that level, but we all have little vibes where, you know, we're still trying to grow. But yeah, I've seen where it's just like they condemn people for the same things that they're doing. And I really feel it's like they just want it all for themselves.
But there is say something where me agree with the statement, you know, but me not agree with the part where you say it's a theory. It's not a theory, actually. This proved me over and over and over and over. So everything where I say, but I said I changed the part where you classify it as a theory.
For the legalities of it, because it's not a study. I didn't do it. I'm just messing
with you. No, but me not, like all right, even if you're never the one study, everything where you say connect to me, because I'm sure connect to majority of the masses. They know this because check levels fire. All right, all of these laws, for the first and foremost, these are archaic. Most of these laws are archaic laws, like, right, written from some previous ages ago or some decades or some centuries ago. And yet still we follow them when we know that these laws can be relatable to this time. So first and foremost, it have to be a thing where that's the reason why I'm going to say it practical, because these people were living in a different time, doing other savage activities and creating this, skew this towards for themselves. Because remember, you know, if a man with a racist mindset and a man with a colonial mindset, right, if him and him friend them come together and write some document for formality, see, there's no way that this document can include, there's no way that the document could include justice and equality for all people. And I remember, say, him already look upon a particular group as being 3/5 of a human or whatever them they classify it as, you know. So when we think about these things now, this alone shows us a practical thing, you know, for you. It can't be theoretical, you know, because when you're not even up for the one study about it, them man could never be allowed equal for me and you at no given time. May I tell you, for you?
But fight even in modern times now, let's use common sense, because we don't use this common sense, right? Common sense is not common.
Exactly.
And people really need to get on the critical thinking. Let's make this. If I'm a politician, right, and I receive a huge donation from an oil company, right, and they just say, there's a law in place that says we have to dispose of our oil in a certain way, right? It's too expensive. You know, can you just change that up around a little bit? Fine, what am I do? Like, what, am I concerned about a citizen who's making 30 grand a year who benefits me? No, not at all. Or I'm going to deal with the person who's helped me take care of my mistress, buy my nice house. You know, I get my money every month. It's just basic nepotism. It's just basic human relationships. I don't know where people get this idea that a person who does not know you, who does not know your name, is supposed to care about you. That's the part I struggle with this politics. When people really get, I'm like, fire, this man does not know you and he doesn't care. And even if you look at his actions and what he's pursuing, not saying, they're two different things. What you say in public and what you pursue in regards to legislation. Those are two. We need to make that cut. What they are saying on TV in front of you, let's disregard that. Let's focus on the legislation they're actually trying to pass. And majority of the time, it doesn't help you, actually hurts you. So it's like, why are people still thinking like, yeah, they're going to change. It's fire. Go back to the savior complex, right? No accountability. It's not on me. It's on if it's not on Jesus, it's on the politician. It's on their whole existence is on somebody else. That has nothing to do with them. And I think that's the undercurrent of the whole vibe, where it's like people just don't want responsibility. Yeah? Because I don't see how a man you have never met, right? This man don't live where you live. He may come down there for 2 days out the year for political purposes, touch a baby, take a picture, and he there with security. Heavy security. You get what I'm saying? Look how he's moving. He ain't comfortable with being around. Fire the man. Yeah. Yo, the man not even good. Yo, what we say that last
point? I'm going to represent you. I'm going to represent you. You know, but we're not.
Hold on, Fire. Let me finish this part. 2 seconds. Fighter man, I ain't comfortable being around you, right? You like this man. Yo, when you say this stuff out loud, these politicians not easy, yo. For real, it's kind of funny when you say it out loud. Oh man, go ahead, yo. These people.
Is that real comedy vibes, Fire? No, they say it as a joke, but it's a serious thing still in the car. All right. But you know, say a two-folded thing to it, though, on a serious note, though. It's two-folded, you know, because you are going now. The people in mind, right? Them can separate like individual politicians, like within for them area constituency. You know, them see the whole thing as a actual collective thing that is there, like a head that is like a figurehead that is there. You know, because all right, it's like a majority of people have the whole concept of following or worshiping God. You know, say I want to tell you, say that sounds strange, you know, but it is the truth. A majority of people know this. When people think about laws within particular zones and particular areas, they think that these particular laws come from the God that they worship. And now, the reason why it become realistic, because the God with them worship, them now realize that it was given to them by these same people who are enforcing the law. So when these same people who enforce the law give them their God, that's the reason why now them take on to these laws as their code of morals or their code of ethics, not knowing that this is the wrong thing. And you see, the next part of it still in a fire where even contribute to the people them now have the accountability is that here's one thing now. They have their law enforcers in place to remind people at every single second that these things that you are doing, get them through out the door. So you see, I like all a man like me, you know, we burn all my herbs day and night. See, I mean our business about no lie. It could have legal, it could have illegal, but just I burn my herbs. A man go come tell me, say, a same person who might get away with something so unethical, but because it's legal, that same person go come and look at me and say, oh, what you're doing is not right. But why is it not right? Because these Europeans are these white people are these people who wrote these things on the books did push these bills through Congress or whatever said that it is right or said that it is wrong. That's the only reason that you have. You don't have any form of explanation towards why you said this thing is right or wrong, besides the fact that these white men in Congress pushed this through. That's it.
I had two things I want to say. I want to go back to the parts you just mentioned in regards to the Godhead figure, right? I think deep down in the psyche, you know, like with monarchies or older traditions, like, you know, God appointed me. I think we still have that here with this. And I think it goes with success. People think that, like, if you're in a position of power, your success is some type of intervention by God that puts you there. But they may not acknowledge it and say it, but they still have that vibe. It's like, I remember watching an award and Lil Wayne was saying, thank God. The man said he was thanking God for the award, right? But it's like fire. The message based on the concept of God that I've been exposed to, unless it's some different type of God, you know, a moral being that they talk about. Like, I don't see how your message correlate with that, right? This whole ethics, morality, law, people need to understand there's no, I'm not telling the man to go read no law book either, right? I'm not telling you to go do that and get all out of hand. But the laws that you do know, if you analyze it, they kind of don't make no sense. I'll give you one example, right? Listen to this. You know, you get less time in a lot of states for murder than for selling controlled substance for selling drugs. It's kind of backwards, right? Then they have little silly laws like that keep families together, specific groups of people. I know in Baltimore, if you're on Section 8 and the man has a criminal record, he can't stay with his family. The man's been released from prison. He did his time and he's back in society. He can't stay with his family. So it's like all these laws kind of, you know, keep certain groups in certain situations and people don't see it. And the wild part is they're voting for people that support these laws because they said something. You remember before what I said versus what they say versus the legislation, the two different type of vibes. You know, I don't know politics, man, in that because we got to survive regardless, right? But the people who are heavy in politics, it's like a religion to them. So instead of Jesus saving them, the politics gonna save them. But here go, oh, this is what I want to say. Here go the next thing. You remember you were just talking about the Godhead aspect of it. COVID's like that now too in regards to the vaccine. It's like, it's almost like you're a moral person if you wear a mask and have a vaccine. It's taken up like a religious vibe to it and people getting carried away because you don't walk around asking people if you got high blood pressure. You don't go walk around asking people if you got that. No, seriously, I think it's what is the word term to use? Invasive? Like, well, you know, I don't think you should ask.
Yeah, that's very invasive, and I lie.
Yeah, because, and the reason I bring it up for, you know, whatever people do is on them, but I saw a thing with the whole Kyrie Irving thing. I was just like, why is it like, why are you speaking about, you know, you don't say, I never heard someone here like, hey, you know, I heard this celebrity had high blood pressure. And I heard he's not taking his high blood pressure medication. It's pretty much the same thing, but it's taken. And what I notice is this same thing with the religions. You know how the Christian that gets so angry and defensive when you just break down and question the thing? They just need the people who take the vaccine need constant validation. So anyone who speaks out against it for whatever reason, whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense, they become enemy number one because now you're making them question what they did. Now, people who are comfortable, listen, I've been around people who are very comfortable in the decision that they make, and they're totally indifferent to what anyone else is doing because they made a particular decision and they're cool with it. It's those who aren't cool with their decision and question everything going on and are living in fear and anxiety. Those are the ones who, what you getting up in arms if you believe in something fire, right? Why? That's like a man coming right now and just give you a whole breakdown why eating Aitil is foolishness. Yeah, you may listen, but fire, if you convicted in your spirit and this shit tried, you're not going to get upset with the man. Now, there may be truth and it may not be true, but you will analyze it. What the defensive comes with uncertainty and insecurity.
You know the funny part about what I said though, and even though we mentioned the God aspect of the thing though, but the part of it where we need to expound upon based upon what you just said just come to my mind a while ago. I listened to the part where, for instance, any religious followers, them always tell us you can't question God. See? And the same concept you see I apply to the law. A man come, you question the law, man, but you can't question the law because the law is the law. But them not think about the fact that there's humans behind all of these policies and all of these laws. So that's the thing, you know.
And I think that's the issue. They don't believe. I think people still believe like these people got the law on some stone or something, some mountain for some lightning or something. That type
no,
of
but is that the case for you? Because a man, if a man even talking about the even the same vaccine, a man no, all right, the law, one thing the law force you for do. The law force you for neglect even research. See? Because even research, because like me and people are talking about the same vaccine thing. See? Like them don't know say black people automatically supposed to traumatize when it comes to anything we have to do with the medical industry in America. So that is a whole next thing. But
poor people is, fire. I want to add poor people in general. Fire.
Poor people overall.
Poor people overall, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is a case where even the same people them where you see them not really have no certainty about what the policy is or what this particular change is or what this particular law is. Them now start for like because them I said the law have to be right. Why would they put it in place when it's not something that is ethical according to our standards? So you know the even weirder
one more
part.
Fire 2 sec. Hold your thought. One more part. Mm-hmm. Please remember too, they believe that the government has good intentions for them. That's the main thing. And we can't deny that. They really feel that.
And that's the funniest thing we hear. Yeah. That's the funniest thing we hear in our lives.
No, but really, that's the case because, all right, remember when people do stuff now, Fire. I know people from the vaccine came, say the vaccine came out March, whatever, I don't know, March 1st at noon. Fire, they took that at 12:02. And these are educated people, right? But the thing is now is that the reason is one, the fear, the buildup of the fear, but also they genuinely believe like, and I can see that how it could happen. And I think that, especially if you don't work in like public service, not real talk, right? If you don't work in like public service, like social work or teach or something, I can see how you really would feel like the government really kind of has your best interest in mind, right? Because it's just a man don't even see it. That's like saying, all right, then I live somewhere, it's potholes, right? So I was like, all right, if I'm paying my tax money, why are there potholes in the road? He can't put two and two together. But now if you work for the city and see that, like, yo, they tell you straight, like, we're not fixing that pothole or we're cutting corners or that vibe, you will understand, say, yo, these people really don't got it. All right, you may be in denial, you know, but you see it that these people really don't got a, you know, intentions in mind. But if you're a distance from it, you're on the outside, it's a lot of denial we live in, Fire. People live in a lot of denial. You know, they see stuff, but it's like they don't want to accept it. And if they come to the conclusion themselves, they don't trust their beliefs because they need like the whole world to have the same idea that they have for them to feel that is truth. And that's also learned behavior. Like, yo, you're not supposed to trust yourself. So Fire,
key point. This is learned behavior. Key point, years and years and years of conditioning towards what the law is. This is all learned behaviors. And then we've taken these behaviors like these are natural things for you. Like, you know how much thought process, how much nerves and cells in a body of a start fire and all of these things in order for you believe that the government have good intention for you. You know, like when you said a statement there a while ago, it lick a chip in my brain. How can you believe that the same government where they even do the Tuskegee syphilis experiment and never make the people them know say them are dealing with all of these Tuskegee syphilis experiment and create so much different plagues upon the people them by means of law, have the same intention towards you when time you have a man like all Bill Clinton come with all this three strike law just because they want to help the prison industrial complex and all of these things pass through the pipeline and the school to prison pipeline and all of these things where take place right now in America and all of these things, similar things where take place in the world, atrocities, Queen Elizabeth Bogan and her friend them and all of these people who they're Buckingham Palace and of these so-called monarchy and all of these people who link with this. Remember, you know, Queen Elizabeth Bogue and the whole so-called royal family. These people are related to all of the people who create the worst atrocities. See, if you think about King Leopold and all of them, man, they will create so much.
Fire.
This is the same lineage. Well, so fire, how can we follow these people's law?
I got to ask you this. How the heck people supposed to know that when they're watching sports all day and on social media and watching fights and games and laughing and entertainment all day? So I would, man, because remember, it's a distorted view. You going by what you know. The average man don't know none of these things, yeah. If you go tell a man about King Leopold, he's gonna look at you like you stupid. Nobody know these things. So it's like, because hey, fine, I'm reading one book here, right? The Brethren have a section there where he's breaking down like the shift to like entertain the masses more in America. And it's true, because it's like, this is during when it started implementing like the whole mass schooling. But it's true, because this is the thing. And this is why I think it's genius what they did with this. I have to give credit where credit due, even if it's not beneficial for you. I have to give honor where honor due, and they slick. They're very good. You see from radio to TV, right? Because radio captured the people for you. You know, original radio, like whatever product you're selling, you put into the story, that type of people sit around the radio. But when you come with the visual, the game over. Game over. But remember, early TV probably cut off in limited channels. Then you come with the unlimited cable. But now, fire, you can have a TV with you anywhere you go, and you can watch exactly what you want to watch. That is cold as ice. It's not like, all right, you know, a movie coming on at 8. I got to know. You can literally watch anything you want to watch at any time, and humans can't handle it. So even though the information is there right in front of you, they know you're not going to watch it. Right? They know. Then now the man do get to the information. It's so easy to make him look so backwards and militant or scared or retarded or something, because there's very few people that look at it. So everything you said, or I would say why, man, I'm telling you why they don't know it. Then a next man can read, and the next man can process audio. That's the next thing. Hey, watch a YouTube video and read the comments and see the disconnect. What the person's saying. Look at our own comments, right? Some people comment on stuff we said, and we never said that. But their ability to hear and process is off. It's just not developed. So it's like, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, how a man not going to know about that as a black man. He made a black guy. I don't want to stretch out the reasoning, right? Well, let me just say this last part there to say what you got to say. You know what I know is with a lot of black people? We going to use the COVID thing. You know they're rebelling for the wrong reasons, right? They're rebelling for the sake of rebelling, but they're not rebelling with an intelligent rebellion, because they don't understand what they're rebelling against, because they don't know nothing. They don't know no history. Maybe they saw something on Instagram and they know the tag, but they don't know exactly what happened. So it's just misinformation and ignorance, right? And laziness, intellectual laziness, you know? If a man don't want to get himself together mentally, because it's all this exercise, everybody exercise. I'm a man that exercise, right? We need to exercise our mind daily, work out your mind, right? Reason about stuff, reason with a brethren, and think critically and read and get new, so much information. You can never have enough information. You know, I'm a man that read all the time, because so much stuff, what do I know? And I'm a pretty knowledgeable man, you know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing, because there's so much stuff to learn. You know, but everybody want to laugh all day. If a man check it, hey, you know, some people screen time over 10 hours, 11 hours, 13 hours. And if you break down what they're looking at, dancing, singing, fighting, and jokes. And your brain, you know, atrophy, right? You don't use your mind. God knows how people brain look. They ain't use it for decades. They ain't think. For them to think about something hurts. Like, man, I can't think about this shit. I can't analyze nothing. You know, so it's like, yeah, we blame or can't blame, but we acknowledge that, hey, the thing is corrupt and, you know, the laws that they make aren't ethical. But at the same time, how many people really owe us that and can see 2 and 2? They're too busy being entertained, yeah? That's the next reason you do about this entertainment, you know, because the thing out of hand, you know, this entertainment out of hand. I'm telling you, it's out of hand. I got a theory that human beings' neck going to be curved, yeah, in the next 20 years. Everybody looking at their phone all day. I'm telling you. People don't even talk. People don't even socialize no more, fire. You know, if you go, like, you at the laundromat, you at the bus stop, you would talk to somebody. Them days is done. Everybody on their phone. People can't even talk with a complete thought. They talking in
fragments.
Fragments.
Mm-hmm. No, I noticed that.
Fire, somebody says something. Fire, somebody mm-hmm. said something to me the other day. I just stopped and just, hold on, fire. That's not a complete thought. I said, the fire, hold on. It's not a, the person never said a complete thought to me, huh? No, the thing getting dangerous out there, you know, the thing getting dangerous, fire.
I'm more make a disclaimer in other reasoning too, you know, because I think both it from a lot of different angles. And because we know say the law is somewhat of a institution similar to, well, religion is baked into the law. So that's a whole thing, so to speak. But a lot of people look upon the law from that religious standpoint mentally, right? And a lot of them are go try fine-tune the reasoning and come with some bullshit and say, all right, oh, but the law is there to protect us. All right, cool. But here's one thing that you must always know. You see, there are, of course, there are going to be good laws. We're not saying that every law that is out there is not good, right? But we're saying that there are, I would say majority, because like majority of these laws are outdated, archaic, and a lot of them go against morals and ethical practices. And just to show you, say, this is an actual thing. Look at the system that enforces these majority of these laws. Like, remember, I know majority of the major world leaders and major world society, major societies are capitalistic societies. So if you have a capitalistic practice that is governing these laws and these bodies, capitalistic mindsets of the people who are actually bringing these laws and voting on these laws in their Congress or in their political environment, you think that that system were already unethical, I could produce laws that are ethical to go against that very system? Just like, if you stop for 1 second, as there you say a while ago, you know, if you stop for 1 second, you know, and think, well, if one of these things, even one, because you don't have to know the whole thing, you're not even have to have the knowledge, you can't watch your entertainment and your sports every day, but stop for 5 minutes. And when you stop for 5 minutes, you think, well, one thing what you want to do in regards to you knowing, say, this is not something that opposes anybody's rights, opposes up on anybody's rights, and these are actual things that are ethical, probabilities that this will be illegal, because the system don't want you to think for yourself. Them rather tell you, just remember, yeah, Fauci come on the TV the other day, you know, Fauci, him name, director, whatever, for CDC, come on the TV and say, during a pandemic, the people need to learn that they must give up their individual rights. What? You can have a man come on public television telling, and this is cool because this was promoted by these media networks. You must give up your individual right. There's nothing that can cause me to give up my individual right. I know that collectively, we might not agree on everything collectively, but there's no way that I will give up my individual right, regardless of a pandemic, regardless of an epidemic, regardless of whatever. And these are the things that we keep on a tell about. And that is the reason why we are sure you said laws them overall. Outright ethics, I tell you.
Now, reality, man, and that's the next reason we need to do, because remind me still, because I want to talk about how the big media companies don't circulate certain stories, right? Because I saw something recently with a white girl carrying on about something, but I never seen on no major news company, you know? So it's like very strategic in regards to what they get to people, you know? People need to be more aware of that. They say they know. That's the thing. People say they know, but I really don't know. You know, they're not really analyzing. They don't understand how really the system's set in a certain way. You know, they got their foot on their neck. So, but we give thanks for everyone tuned in. Yo, we have some new stuff coming from Conscious T. When it's ready, I'll let the people know. Also, check out the reasons there. I Never Knew TV this week. We have some reasons there for the great Clive Hunt, the great Horace Mouth Young, economist Bridget Neer. What's the Bridget name? Julian Morris. Giving some great information there. November 26th, fire.
Yes, I Disrupting 26. The Status Quo EP, November 26th. Label, Red Red Music Group, distributed by Tuff Gang International. Attach, you know?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put that in the, just look out for that November 26th for reminding people. But everyone stay safe. We give thanks for the support from those times till now. Ballhead and the Dread Podcast.